Task 46. You are going to hear a discussion on the wildlife in British parks. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, match the opinions A to G to the groups of people 1 to 5. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. There is one opinion that you do not need to use. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the task now.
For that to change the public attitude to wildlife in our parks is crucial. Researcher Amy Landahl has an EU-funded programme where she works with carefully chosen focus groups in parks around Brighton, and some of the results show all too clearly that more wildlife in our parks and gardens isn't everybody's cup of tea.
The ecological issues had a very low profile. In fact, it was never mentioned unless I prompted it. There were a number of reasons. The ethnic minority group, for instance, expressed fear of insects, which they did not recognise, and were absolutely definite about wanting grass cut short. There was one quote saying, "Because in long grass there are lots of insects, that's scary." Then I had other people who felt that urban parks should be sanitised. They should not replicate the countryside. Another opinion, one member of one of the Friends groups, felt strongly against creating ecological habitats. She said, "It's neither necessary nor desirable to leave heaps of organic matter or grow nettles. It looks untidy and it encourages more man-made litter."
I could get pretty depressed by that, but surely some of her consultees enjoyed seeing the wildlife in the parks.
The people who talked about that were the long-term unemployed group, and a number of them were also homeless. And it was really touching, because one person said, "I love to sit in St. Alison's garden, because they have bird boxes, and every park should have bird boxes. Every park should provide homes for birds."
I must say that for me at least, the green space in my bit of town is all the more refreshing because it's full of life, and the dawn chorus is deafening in the early spring. Well, thank you for sharing with us the results of your research.
Task 46. You are going to hear a discussion on the wildlife in British parks. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, match the opinions A to G to the groups of people 1 to 5. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. There is one opinion that you do not need to use. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the task now.
For that to change the public attitude to wildlife in our parks is crucial. Researcher Amy Landahl has an EU-funded programme where she works with carefully chosen focus groups in parks around Brighton, and some of the results show all too clearly that more wildlife in our parks and gardens isn't everybody's cup of tea.
The ecological issues had a very low profile. In fact, it was never mentioned unless I prompted it. There were a number of reasons. The ethnic minority group, for instance, expressed fear of insects, which they did not recognise, and were absolutely definite about wanting grass cut short. There was one quote saying, "Because in long grass there are lots of insects, that's scary." Then I had other people who felt that urban parks should be sanitised. They should not replicate the countryside. Another opinion, one member of one of the Friends groups, felt strongly against creating ecological habitats. She said, "It's neither necessary nor desirable to leave heaps of organic matter or grow nettles. It looks untidy and it encourages more man-made litter."
I could get pretty depressed by that, but surely some of her consultees enjoyed seeing the wildlife in the parks.
The people who talked about that were the long-term unemployed group, and a number of them were also homeless. And it was really touching, because one person said, "I love to sit in St. Alison's garden, because they have bird boxes, and every park should have bird boxes. Every park should provide homes for birds."
I must say that for me at least, the green space in my bit of town is all the more refreshing because it's full of life, and the dawn chorus is deafening in the early spring. Well, thank you for sharing with us the results of your research.